Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Shower. Good afternoon. I'm so glad that you've joined me on today. It is such a blessing. And as always, I just thank God for the love affair that he and I share. It's totally beyond compare. And I am so excited that you are here. It is awesome that you have come here at this time. And it is going to be such a rewarding time for us as we're looking at Small Business Saturday that's coming up on November the 28th. It is this coming Saturday. We're looking at ways to promote your business. So you want to make sure that you're in touch with us. You want to make sure that you're connecting with us, because today that's what we're going to talk about, is Small Business Saturday, ways to promote your business. And I know that you will be enlightened and you will be encouraged if you have a small business. There may be some small businesses that will be calling in to the line and to discuss their small businesses. If you have a small business, I encourage you to call in to promote your business, to let us know where your business is, what you're doing, because this show is all targeted to those that have a small business. So if you have a small business, you want to call in. You want to call in to promote your business and to let our listening audience know how to access your products or services. So call in right now if you are a small business owner, regardless if it is brick and mortar or online. So I do hope that you call in and press 1. To speak. I do hope that you call in. I do hope that you are out there, you small business owners, and that you're ready to promote your business in order to generate traffic to your business. So today what we're going to be talking about is ways to promote your business, ways to get your business out there. And so I do hope that you call in. I do hope that you take advantage of this opportunity. I do want to say this. I want to say that we are still offering our 50% off all of our coaching programs. And I'm going to tell you something. If you are a small business, this is an excellent opportunity for you. Can I say that again? This is an excellent opportunity for you to take advantage of, because we teach you all of the nuances of how to promote your business, how to develop your marketing strategy, you know, how to leverage social media, how to use email marketing automation. We teach you how to position your business, how to combine your brick and mortar business with online promotion and getting your name out there. So I do encourage you to go to our website, www.themeplace.org. We have 50% off of all of our coaching programs. We've never done it before. We may never do it again. So you want to make sure that you take advantage of it. You want to make sure that you're able to participate in this, and especially if you're getting geared up for the new year. You want to make sure that you go out there, that you take advantage of it, that you're able to tap into it, that you're able to maximize your efforts as a business owner. So I just want to say that again. We do have our special going, and I do encourage you to come, and I do encourage you to be a part of it, to take advantage of it, and to make sure that you are that you're going to that next level. So if you are on the line, make sure you tap into us. Make sure that you go there. Make sure that you do that. So it's to help you even more learn how to promote and maximize your efforts as a small business owner. And so we just want to help you do that. We want to help you get your name out there. We want to help you with branding, with marketing, with everything that's entailed in it, with promotion and much more. So you want to make sure that you access where we are now, what we're doing, and just wanted to say that if you are looking to go to that next level, if you are looking to make sure that you are going to maximize your efforts, go ahead, click us, make sure you find out more about it. I'm so excited about what's happening. I'm so excited about what's happening with you as well. But today we're going to talk about Saturday. Is we all know about Black Friday, and we all know Black Friday then went over into Thursday, and companies have, to me, they've just gone just a little bit crazed with it. And so in the process of them going just a little bit crazed with it, I think that they could, my feeling is they could settle down just a little bit. But in spite of and nevertheless, I do want to say this. I want to say that this coming Saturday, every year, it's put on by American Express, and it is for small businesses in order for people to recognize all of the thousands of small businesses all across the country, and to patronize them, and to make sure that on Small Business Saturday, you know, make it your business to go out there to those businesses. They have great products. They have a lot of great things going on. I do want to say that if you're on the line and you want to speak, what I need for you to do, I need for you to hit the number one. And when I see that you hit one, it will let me know that you are ready to speak. So if you hit number one, I will see you, and I will know that you're ready to speak. So you may be a small business. We're giving you an opportunity to promote your business. We're giving you an opportunity to talk about your business during this segment of Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. And so I'm so glad that you joined us. Maybe you have a question that you want to ask on how you can better leverage your business and get your business out in the public's eye. Again, all you have to do is raise your hand by pressing one. But I want to say that during this time, you have a few days before Small Business Saturday, which is November the 28th. And as I said, this is a brainchild of American Express. And American Express, when they started this day to call it Small Business Saturday, they started it back in 2010. So this is actually their sixth year that they have been doing Small Business Saturday, and it took place on November 27th, and that was back in November 2010. That was the first one. That was the first one that they launched. And so they've been doing it, and it's been growing with momentum. And if you are a small business, all you have to do is go to their website. All you have to do is access it. When you access their website, what you want to do is you want to just do a search on Google for Small Business Saturday. So you can find out all the many ways that they are giving you, showing you how to promote your business, what you can do, how you can get these little placards or whatever in order to put them in your window. They also, if you are someone looking for a small business that you want to patronize, they also have up on their website a list of small businesses in your area that you can patronize. And I'm telling you, you know, the small business owner, that's what's growing America. That's what's keeping many people employed are the small business owners. Statistics are showing that they're growing by leaps and they're growing by bounds, but they are the ones who are sustaining America, these small businesses, and they are right in your neighborhood. Sometimes we used to call them mom and pop shops, and those mom and pop shops that give you that personalized service. And you know, and now you have the mom and pop shops on the internet, because that's their online property on the internet, and they give you that personalized service that a larger company is not going to give you. And so what you want to do, you want to make sure that you maximize your efforts. You want to make sure that you, as a business owner, that you are positioning yourself and you're positioning yourself well. Well, how can I position myself well? Well, I'm really glad that you asked that question, and I want to tell you how you can do that. You can do that by, number one, like I said, getting the placard, showing people that you support Small Business Saturday, November the 28th. Another way that you're going to do that, if you are on social media, and I do encourage you to be on social media. I don't care if you are a brick or mortar operation. You need to expand your reach. And in expanding your reach, you can expand it using the internet and using social media. So you want to make sure you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, you're on Google Plus. You want to make sure that you're up there. You want to make sure that you're on Pinterest, because then you can begin to show your products with a picture. And that's what Pinterest is all about. Pinterest is showing your products with pictures and making sure that you're connecting with that right audience. And so I do encourage you, if you are a brick or mortar business and you have not gotten your web presence, you need to get it. You need to get a website. Doesn't cost a lot of money, but you need to get your website and you need to get your web presence up there. Basically, your website is your online address. Just like you have your brick and mortar address, you got to own your online property as well. So you want to make sure you get your domain name. You want to make sure that you're ready and you're ready for business, that you're able to do some e-commerce, that you have your whole store set up, especially if you're selling some products. You want to make sure that you have your store set up so people can purchase the product. You want to make sure that you're able to distribute their products in a timely fashion. And if people are getting geared up for the holidays, then you want to make sure that if they're getting geared up for the holidays, you want to make sure that if they order a product, you can get it to them fast. And as soon as they make that payment, and there's so many different e-commerce tools out there, and I think one of the ones that we all know about is PayPal. So with PayPal, you can easily get out there, you can easily get yourself set up, and it's free. And then you can begin to take payments both online as well as at your business. And if you're a person where you tend to go to a lot of bazaars, or you do a lot of vendoring, then you can get there. You can get the little PayPal triangle. And you'll be able to just take payments anywhere. And other companies have it too. We know about the Square. I like PayPal Triangle because as soon as they pay that money, it's in your account. And that's one of the reasons why I truly like PayPal of another reasons. But I really enjoy using PayPal. Now, I want to tell you that as you are promoting your business on the internet and you are supporting Small Business Saturday, use the hashtag #ShopSmall. Hashtag shop small. You want to use that hashtag because you want people to know when they do the search that they will find you. So you want to do that. Hashtag shop small. And that's what you want to make sure that in all that you do, that you have that hashtag on there. Shop Small, so people know that you are participating with this, even if you have not signed up this year. And I would encourage you to go and sign up and get involved in it. Now, let's just talk about some of the things that you can do. We know, most people know, okay, if I need a business card, you got a business card, that's really good. But make sure your business card looks good, and make sure you give your business cards out. And one way you're going to make sure you get your business cards out there is have them with you. Have your business cards with you. Don't leave home without it. You know, it's just like it says, don't leave home without it. Do not leave home without your business card. Or if you have flyer cards, do not leave home without them, because you're always going to meet someone. And as you are getting people to come to your business on this coming Saturday and thereafter, this coming Saturday is just Small Business Saturday. But what you're doing is you're making people aware that you have a business out there and you want people to patronize your business. What another thing that you want to do, when I say get on social media, you start blasting. Develop some sales, because sales always generate traffic. So you want to have some sales. It can be 10%, 20%, 50%. Do that. Another way is to have contests. Do a contest, and you can do this contest. You can marry the two. You can marry your brick and mortar with online. So you can have a contest online and say, okay, if you name something or whatever, you win such and such. But it's to get the people into your store. You want them to come to your store. You want them to come to your site. Rather it's a brick and mortar store or an online store. Your whole goal is to drive traffic to you. If you come up with something that can be almost like an event in order for you to create some buzz. If you know somebody that you know personally, that's a celebrity who'll do it and do it pro bono, because as small businesses, you may not be able to pay an honorarium or pay for their services like a larger business. But think about people that you know that you can get in there, or think about ways that you can create the hype. So say, for instance, if you are, let's say you have a store and your clientele is full-figured women. Do something to highlight that full-figure woman. Do a little fashion show on Small Business Saturday. Doesn't have to be anything grand. You can even say that, come into our store, and if you're a customer, you can model that day and get your picture taken for free. And if you don't have a photographer, that's fine. Use your cell phone. I mean, it's just using your ingenuity in order to generate traffic to your business. If you are a service business, come up with some promotions that you can have on the internet. So then you can direct people to your website. Let them know what you're doing. Do some type of giveaway. And sometimes it can be something as simple as you can go get a free book. One of the things that I use, because I love this book and I think everybody should read this book because it's a great mind transformer, is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. These are things, it's free. It's public domain right now because that 70-year window has ended of the copyright laws associated with it. So you can easily go out there, get a copy, find books that's related to your area. Maybe get a copy and then say, okay, if you come, you'll get a free book. If you are a service organization, you can also say you'll get a free complimentary session with you. It's just a matter of using your ingenuity in order to drive sales to you. But you also going to it's like quid pro quo. You're going to give something. And because you're giving something away, people are going to feel a certain sense of reciprocity. They're going to feel a sense in order for them to say, they gave me something, and in the process of them giving me something, I want to support them. So it's not always about saying, well, I want them to buy. Sometimes you have to give to get. And it's better to give than receive anyway. But the more you give, the more you will receive, because what happens is, like I said, it's that whole law of reciprocity. If people feel as though that you're giving them something of quality, then what they're going to do, they're going to feel obligated It may, it's not obligated, but they'll have more of an inclination to support your business. And I mean, this is what it's all about. So don't be a hoarder. Don't sit there and say, I'm going to hoard everything, and I'm not going to open my hands, and I'm not going to give anything away. If you hoard everything, believe me, if you're sitting there with your fist tight, there's nothing that's going to be able to come in there. And your goal is to generate business, and not just business for Saturday. You are in the process of generating business over the long haul. I also want to tell you this. I don't care if you may be a boutique. I don't care if you're a brick and mortar building. Develop an email list. You must have a good email list in order to build up your clientele. That email list, it's like, it's, and you know what? We're going to change the name, and we're going to call it your profit list. Because the reason we're going to say it's your profit list, because as you build that, as you build those names up on your email list, it's better than your list on Facebook. It's better than your list on Twitter. And I'm going to tell you why in a minute. But when you build that list up on your email list up, these are people who basically say, I like you. I like your product, and I want to hear more from you. And because that's the way they feel, what they are going to do, they are going to patronize you. They already told you they like you. They want to get your information. They want to know about the sales that you're having. So begin to build your email list up. And there are some services that you can use, like MailChimp.com. I use MadMimi.com because I like MadMimi.com. It's very cost efficient. Now, if you say, well, I really don't have any money to do it, MadMimi, to me, when GoDaddy bought them out, they've done themselves a disservice, in my opinion, because they used to give up to 12,500 emails that you could send out free a month. Well, they changed that. So if you don't have a lot of money but you want to develop an email list, and you want to reach your people, then go with MailChimp.com, MailChimp.com, and begin to build that list up. Start this weekend. Say, I'm going to start getting my list together, and in order that you'll be able to start sending your promotions, you'll get 12,000 up to 12,000 emails that you can send out a month. The only thing, the difference between MailChimp and MadMimi, in my opinion, is initially, if you're looking to get started, you don't have a lot of money or no money, then what you want to do is you want to use MailChimp, because MailChimp will let you send up to 12,000 emails a month free. However, as you begin to build your list and you go over the amount of emails that you're sending out per month, you may want to look at MadMimi again, because as the price goes up, In the number of subscribers you have, MadMimi is the better way to go. You're going to save at least 25 to 40%. And so that's why I use MadMimi. And if you're a smaller business, cost is everything. Cost becomes everything. And so that's why I want you to look at both of them, decide what you can do. MadMimi is only going to give you 100 emails that you can send out a month. But this is the other thing. If you start off with MailChimp, all you have to do is export your names out of MailChimp if you decide to go over to MadMimi, and it's so easy to do. It's pretty seamless, because you're going to export them out, and you export them out as a CSV file, and then you're going to import them into MadMimi. Everything is intact. So just keep that in mind if you get to a place where you feel like where you're sending out more than MailChimp allows, because their cost is going to be higher when you go into that in that cost pricing bracket. So you just want to keep that in mind as you're moving forward. And there are some others. There's one called Robly, and they're another cost efficient one. Some people use some of the larger ones, like Constant Contact. I used Constant Contact for years, but then I realized it just wasn't as cost efficient to me for an emerging or to small business, because they had so many added on costs that are just free. They're automatically built into MailChimp and MadMimi and Robly and some of the other ones that are really targeting that small business, that emerging to small business, the startups. to the small business. And so they are geared more to really help you in generating a list. So keep that in mind, but these are the things that you want to do. You want to do a flyer, have some type of promotion that you can put out. Both, if you're a brick and mortar, you want to get you some club cards. You can go to different places and you can get some club cards made. I know a guy here in town. He's very cost efficient. I'm in Detroit, but you can also go to Vista Print, and I'm pretty sure if you check around in your area, there is a mom and pop shop, a little small printing company, or somebody that does printing that can do these cards for you. And when you have these cards, if you have a store, go into the neighborhoods that's surrounding your store and put these cards on there. Every time you go someplace and you're in a parking lot, put your cards on cars. This is free promotion. The only thing it costs you is the printing of those flyers. Now I'm gonna tell you something else. Do not send flyers out that look like they are mani-made. They look cheap and they look amateurish. Here's another place that you can go and you can develop you some nice cards. They already have the sizing and everything. If you want to just go and have them printed, you can print out the PDF file, or you can print out the JPEG of it and send it directly to a printer. It's called, write this down, www.canva.com. And I didn't spell out Mad Mimi for you. It's Mad, just like I say, Mad, MADMIMI.com, and MailChimp, MAILCHIMP.com. These are the things that you can go and you can do right now. www.canva.com, great resource in developing your flyers, an excellent resource. And they have Canva University. They will teach you the principles of graphic design. And see, when you're doing graphic design, can I just say this? Oh, this just is a pet peeve of mine. And I'm going to tell you what it is. Please don't use all those three-dimensional lettering. You know, and people get so caught up in it. And I'm going to tell you, church folk is really bad at this. They act like, ooh, look at this. I can do this. Don't do that. That's amateurish. If you are looking to make your flyer look professional, go and look at what larger companies are doing when it comes to advertising, and that's what you go with. And it's more than likely, simple is more. The other thing are your photographs. You want to make sure when you're putting that flyer together, because this is going to drive business to you. You may say, well, why should you talk about all of this? This ain't doing nothing. I'm going to tell you why, because image is everything. Image is everything. And so if image is everything, you want to make sure your image looks good. So if you have any pictures on there, you want to stretch them properly. That's why I'm telling you to go to Canva.com, because Canva already has those tools built in. There's another product that I use. I know Photoshop can be a little more advanced, but Photoshop has another program that's right beneath Photoshop, but it has pretty much all the tools of Photoshop. But they will be good for you in developing what you need to do, and it's called Photoshop Elements, and you can get that from Adobe. But I'm going to tell you something: if you don't have any money, go to Canva. Because Canva.com is free, and it will allow you to create as many flyers and whatever as you want, and then you can download it, and then you can have it printed off. But they're free. But if you want to go and you want to purchase something, I like Photoshop Elements. The other program is Microsoft Publisher. You can also use Microsoft Publisher. And if you subscribe to Microsoft 365, Microsoft Publisher is automatically going to be a part of it. And so you can also use that in developing your flyer. But I would recommend, if you do not have graphic design skill and you're looking to do a nice flyer because you want to generate traffic to your site, go to Canva.com. That's the place to go. And what they will also do is, If you do a flyer, they will take that flyer if you want it to fit in with the dimensions of LinkedIn, Google Plus, Facebook. It will automatically do that for you as well, and it'll show you how to do that up on their website. So these are the things that you can do. Another thing that you can do, there are people like me. They have their own blog talk radios. They're looking for guests. They're looking for people to come on and to be guests. And what you're going to do is just position yourself as an expert. If you have a shop where you're selling clothes, become a fashionista. That you're going to tell them what the latest fashions are. Like I said, if you cater to men, you want to talk about what the men are wearing. If you cater to women, you want to talk about that. Whatever you're catering to. And if you do arts or crafts, you're still a small business. Make sure you visit Etsy, etsy.com. Etsy is this site. Those Etsy crafters, they are the ones who were able to build up Pinterest. And because those crafters, and mostly women, they begin to showcase their wares on Pinterest. Do not forget Pinterest. Pinterest is a great social media site to promote your business. Because you're up there, you're able to put your information up there, you're able to see what others are doing. It's a great way to get your information out there. And that's how a lot of those Etsy crafters, that they were able to build their businesses, and was because they began to, when Pinterest came out, big business wasn't interested in it until they saw that these little mom and pop crafters, that they were making some major money on Pinterest. So I want you to think about how can I position myself? How can I use digital as well as brick and mortar and marry the two? And if you have a brick and mortar business and you don't have a website, get one. And you can start your website today. And two of the ones that I recommend that's pretty easy is Weebly.com. Well, I'll say three. Weebly.com, Wix.com, and WordPress.com. Not WordPress.org, because you have to pay for that, but you're looking for something that you can get started. You can get started fast. They have great tools. They'll make it so your site looks good. I like Weebly. When I started Weebly, they were just starting out. I got in on the ground floor. I got in with a good deal. I paid virtually about $45 a year because I really have not upgraded a lot. I've upgraded to Pro, but I pay $45 a year and I get 10 sites free. Now I think they only give you 2 or 3 sites. I don't think they give you 10. But Weebly is forever free. It's not a 30-day window on it. So if you want a website and you do not have money to buy it, then you want to go with Weebly.com. I do recommend that you go to the Pro, and the Pro isn't that much more than what I pay now, but it'll give you some more bells and whistles and get your domain name. Now, I'm going to tell you a secret about getting a domain name if you don't have one yet. This is what you need to do, because you want to get that presence up on that website, and you can do it before Saturday, is go onto the internet and do cheapdomains.com. And it's GoDaddy, more than likely GoDaddy.com is going to come up. Some of the others may come up. And right now, if you want a website and you just want to get your presence up there, like I said, you can use Weebly, and Weebly will do like, you'll have abccompany.com, and then from there you will have the other ones that you can do. And so what you want to do is you want to make sure that you get all of your stuff in order, and you want to make sure that in the process of you doing it, in the process of you're getting everything that you are to get it done. But GoDaddy.com, you can get a domain name for 1 year and a website for $12. And you can get a WordPress. You can also do a WordPress.org managed website. So these are all things that you can do right now to get yourself out there in order to make sure that you are promoting yourself and you're able to maximize your efforts this coming Saturday. And it's easy. You know, if you're doing a website, it doesn't have to be all that fancy. All you have to do is get it up there and get your products up there. So then you can begin to sell yourself. And some of them have the e-commerce, but if you get e-commerce, you're going to pay more money. But this is another thing. PayPal.com, you don't have to pay extra money, and you'll be able to put your products up there using PayPal.com because you can create everything in PayPal, and then you can put it on there. So I hope that these ideas are helping you. I don't know. Like I said, you can hit one, and I can open up the mic, but I hope they're helping you. I'm hoping that you'll be able to use these coming this Saturday, and I'm just excited. I want to know what you're doing. Make sure that you let me know, that you send me your information. You can go up on our website, www.themeplace.org, and you'll be able to email me, or you can always inbox me on Facebook, on any of the social medias, because I am on there. You can send me you can send me a link to what you're doing, so then I can see what you're doing. I'm excited about what you are doing. And I want to say this: if you have something and you want me to look at it, just inbox me on Facebook. If you send me a graphic of what you're doing, I'll take a look at it, and I will critique it for you, to help you in making it become even more professional. So with all of that being said, I know we are running out of time, and I'm just excited because I want you to succeed. That's my goal. I really want you to succeed. I want you to be a success. I want you to be able to walk in your God-divine vocation and be that marketplace influencer that God is calling us for. And on this coming Saturday, this is a time to shine. You know, we have the Black Friday, we have the Saturday Small Business Saturday, and then they have Cyber Monday. Well, this is your time to shine. This is the time for you to toot your horn. This is the time for you to say, woo, look at me. Come over here. Support my company. Whether you're online or brick and mortar, this is what you want to do. And you want to get that message out there, and you want to make sure that people know it. And I cannot stress enough, start building your email list. Start getting that email list built up. That's your profit list. And start looking at, this is my profit list, because people that's on that list, they're going to opt in. And you'll be able to put an opt-in subscriber on your website. And we're going to talk more about that. We're getting geared up because we're getting ready to offer and launch some really innovative things and some programs. We're looking at getting you geared up for 2016, and look, probably this week you'll begin to see the promotions for Power Up 2016, and you want to be a part of that. And again, I want to say we still have our special going, and so if you need any help, I tell you, take advantage of this one-on-one coaching, and it'll be directly with me. And so you want to go to our website, www.themeplace.org. I do hope that this show has been an inspiration to you. Please let us know, and let everybody know if you write on our Facebook page, our LinkedIn page, our Google Plus page, but please let us know that it has been beneficial to you, that you have enjoyed it, and that you're going to use some of the techniques that we have given, and then let us know how beneficial they are to you. And again, I just want to say this. I'm so glad that you came and stopped by on this afternoon to be with us. And please look forward to joining us. We probably won't be here on next week because I will be traveling. I'm traveling. A good friend of mine has asked that I come to celebrate her birthday in Washington, D.C. So I'll be there for a few days, and I'll probably be flying back at the time of the show. But needless to say, I just want to say I'm looking forward to our following week being with you all. So as I said, I'm glad that you have come to join us, and I do hope that during this Saturday that you're going to maximize your efforts as a small business entity. You be blessed. I look forward to seeing you again on Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org
to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, Shower's Blessings, and keep apprised of our activities and events. Learn more about the Me Place Empowerment Institute at www.themeplace.org. And it is always our prayer for you to have a successful, prosperous, and productive week as a marketplace influencer.